being willing to talk about the hard stuff that you go through, like, it's a very vulnerable thing, and especially putting it on social media, which, let's be honest, is not a typical love fest. In
Yeah.
fact, it's way more likely that you're going to get dunked on and all sorts of hate, or just completely ignored, which in many cases is worse, when you're, sharing what you're thinking, and then it's like crickets, and it's like, cool. Did anyone see, or does nobody care? Or there's a lot of unknowns with that. And so being able to put yourself out there, I think, is a skill that.
Yes. And that what you just said there is so true, especially when you have ADHD and you don't realize what rejection sensitivity
Oh,
dysphoria is,
yeah.
right? And for those who don't know, like even just anything perceived as a rejection, there's nothing in there, but you feel like you're being rejected. That gets amplified by 20.
Yeah.
And, when you hear people say, oh, well, nobody likes to be rejected. Okay, but when you feel like it's the your entire character being assassinated, just from the smallest thing, it's different. It's just a different level.
It is, and so often, like, our identities get tied into the things we do, and
Yes.
one of the things that I always found in work is, like, I would excel in, like, a number of different ways, but nobody ever wanted to talk about anything except the ways that I was, like, my shortcomings, right? And so, like, I always felt that, okay, well, I've got all these great attributes, and, like, you're trying to make me do all the shit that I'm not good at. And like hearing all of this, like, negative feedback when, like, and typically, like, in my case, it was always like negative feedback from, like, my boss or whatever, but in feedback, like, the team and, like, really integrating with the people that I was actually working with in the day to day, they always, like, really loved what I did because, like, I'm, a good source of knowledge, and, like, I'm always willing to help, and I'm, really deeply understanding things. But then it's like, oh, well, but, like, you forgot to do this, like, meaningless, like, thing of paperwork, and so it didn't inform so and so. So fucking who cares? Like, I'm doing the shit that matters. And a lot of that just isn't appreciated. And so when you're, like, not in alignment with, like, what you feel should be appreciated and what's actually, like, being appreciated, that takes a toll. And with ADHD and stuff, it's stuff you hear over and over again. The gifted student in school who wasn't applying themselves, obviously, smart, doesn't apply himself, things like that. And it's the stuff you hear over and over again that really does take a deep toll.
And you don't even realize it's taking that deep toll until, you start to see the other side of it. You start to lean into what your passions are, and you realize, oh, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what other people think. Like, I'm getting an outcome out of this. And then eventually you start to find people that resonate with those passions. And then once you find that, it's almost like the entire world opens up. And what do you mean I get to just be myself? And
It's
that's
fucking
a thing.
mind-blowing. Like, wait, I could just be myself fully and, like, do what I want to, and, like, that's an okay thing, and can make that work. It's the weirdest fucking, like, best kept secret in the world that, like, everybody just ignores the fact. They just do all the stupid shit because they expect they need to. And so you break out of that script. You're like, oh wait, I can actually just, like, focus on helping people and doing what I'm interested in and attracting the people that actually respect that. It's like, it really does feel like fucking magic when it works, because it's everything that everybody tells you that work shouldn't be. It's like, oh, you can do things and just, like, enjoy yourself. Like, fucking go out and have a great time doing it. Wait, that's a life you can live. Well, fuck yeah, it is. Like, I know I want more people to hear about this shit because it's amazing.
And that's like when you're like, I want more people to hear about this, right? They're like, oh, life isn't all rainbows and unicorns, right? Or unicorn cakes, and which are glitteringly delicious. So we'll work that into everything.
I think you should. I mean, that's how you get sponsorships right there.
Glitter,
That's just bring
glittery,
it
glamorous.
in.
Double G.
It's you gotta have fun. And when you embrace your dorkiness inside, and all of a sudden you realize that the judgment from other people that you perceive is actually you judging your own insecurities, and you can just enjoy those pieces of yourself, because guess what? Those people that aren't actually living your life, like, oh, This is what life can be.
And that's the thing. Like, I think a lot of it comes from like judgment of from people who have internalized this idea that that's not what life can be. And so you proving that, that's what life can be is this big mental hurdle for them to overcome. And so it's much easier to attack you as the person who like, oh, well, you're obviously just making it all up because that's not how life is. It's got to be difficult and terrible and work has to suck and you've got to be miserable and your relationships are, you know, based in suffering and, you know, you just have to like suffer for as long as possible. And it's like, you realize that, like, none of that's fucking true. Like, what the fuck?
And you've developed these friendships, right? Because now all of a sudden the people that you're surrounding yourself with, they're passionate, they're themselves. They echo that same thing when they're themselves, it gives you permission to be yourself. And now you being yourself gives them permission to be themselves. And you get this amazing dynamic that is a healthy relationship. It's like, what? What do you mean I'm not supposed to have somebody that tells me, points out all the weaknesses and why I suck? While I'm maintaining all of this on 60 hours of work a week, 2 hours of sleep for a month at a time, like, why, you know, all you hear about is this shit that isn't going right. And whether that's a boss, whether that's a relationship, whether that's even friendships, like, hey, why aren't you contacting me? It's like, hold on a second, this phone works two ways. You can contact me too. Like, what's going on here?
That's the thing. And like, when you actually care about the people involved and you understand like how their brains work, and I will tell people this all the time, it's like, okay, if we're not actively talking, I've forgotten you exist. I'm sorry. It's not personal. It's just other shit is more interesting right now. And the way phones work is they try to capture your attention all the time. And so like, if you're not one of the things pinging my phone, I don't know about you. You don't exist. And that's why it's important to make people real and really, you know, focus on, like, understanding the people that you know they care. And you understand that, like, the way technology works, it makes it very, very difficult to do certain things, like, especially with ADHD. Like, phones are essentially, like, crack for people with ADHD. Like, it's designed to, like, tap into our brains and give us what we need. And so, you know, like, having that understanding of like, relationships with people. Like, I've got a best friend from high school, and honestly, like, we don't fucking talk very often because he lives across the country. But every time we see each other, it's like, we never, like, stop talking. Like, it's just, it's a continuation. And so even if we, like, don't talk that often, like, you know, throughout the year or whatever, like, we do make it a point to, like, get together periodically when we can. And, like, you know, it's something that like, you have faith in that relationship existing because you've put in the work and you know it's there. And when you're judging people, I'm like, oh, well, you don't actually talk to me as much as this other person. Okay, but there's a lot of fucking differences that come into play there. And when you understand the actual person behind it and people are willing to be themselves, like, you can accept them for that and, like, understand that it's not a judgment of you. It's just fucking our brains and technology and the world at play. And so it's not a personal attack. It's just that, fuck, I forget people exist.
And that's where having people surrounding you that bring that level of understanding or that willingness to understand that changes the way that you can perceive yourself. Because for so long, I thought that was such a negative and I would judge myself and be harsh to myself about that. And then all of a sudden I start to learn, oh, actually, this is just how my mind works.
Mm-hmm.
It has nothing to do with anybody outside of me. It has nothing to do about who I am as a person or how I am as a person. It just has, oh, that's how my brain works. Okay, I can understand that.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, the shortcomings of the brain, like, manifest in like, you know, very specific instances and very specific cases, right? Like, certain things happen and that kind of becomes evident. Over time, the fact that you care is actually what matters the most because you're putting in the effort. Even if, like, that effort is sometimes sporadic or, you know, misapplied or whatever, but it's there. And over time, that effort is what actually pays off and caring about someone and, you know, putting in the work to be there when you're needed. And that's something that typically ADHD people are fucking amazing at, right? Like, it's all about, like, showing up when you're needed. Because, like, fuck, I'm always ready to go. Like, you just got to tell me where and, you know, account for some fuck-ups and travel schedules. Time is hard. But, you know, we're going to be there a little bit late. But,
but the thing is, we'll be done early.
Right. what we, you know, miss out on in, like, you know, timeliness and the getting there. We do make up for it efficiency by just fucking getting it all done super quickly because we forgot it existed until the time it needed to get done. And so we got really good at doing it in that moment.
And when shit hits that fan, man, that's when we shine. And so those moments where shit is boring and it's like, I am overlooking all of these steps, what is going on. But then when shit goes wrong and they need something to get fixed, like, and you realize that's when you shine, oh, you can start to use that to your benefit. And again, that's where that understanding of yourself comes into play. So you can, yeah, understand you're still holding yourself to a standard and those little fuck-ups, like, yeah, I wish that I wouldn't be making those. Let's try to do better next time. However, I can let that happen with, well, now I know what I got to do better for next time and not just hold it against myself that I suck at my job.
Right.
I suck at life. I suck at what's going on right now. It's just that matter of, oh, it doesn't really matter right now, so I'm going to let things slide where maybe...
That's such a great point, too, like just letting things slide. But then also, like, understanding where the problems are so you can fix them. And this is something I've been a big believer in. And, like, anything in, like, you know, in team dynamics or anything, the tendency is to try to, like, point the finger and, like, figure out who's to blame. I typically view fuck-ups as, like, a systemic thing. Like, if there's a fuck-up, that means the system isn't designed to protect me from myself. And so, you know, as an engineer, like, the question I always ask is, well, how can I protect myself from myself, right? And so when you're building a team and you really do have, like, different strengths and weaknesses, like, you can really utilize that by understanding, like, what people are good at and use that to, like, maximum advantage as opposed to making everybody kind of mediocre at everything but then calling that successful. Because, fuck, at least we can measure it. Everybody looks the same now, so we're all on the same scale. And, like, ADHD... like, we are not on the same scale. On some things, we're off the fucking scale on the top, and on the other things, we're off the scale on the fucking bottom. There is no middle ground.
Yes. And when you start to understand that and you average it out, that's when you start to see yourself as human instead of just focusing on the things that, oh, I'm off the scale on the bottom. Like, there is something that just isn't right with me. And the truth is, no, you're just human, and you just perceive things differently. So when you start to actually understand that about you, it's just developing the willingness to understand yourself allows you to understand other people too, but really move through life in a way that inner critic inside is turning into just a coach and like a friend, right? You don't have to get to self-love. Like that's the biggest crock of shit that people will tell you have to do is you have to love yourself. You don't, but you can understand yourself, and that is where the power is.
Yeah, and I think, you know, self-love is one of those that I think can easily be misinterpreted. Because some people take that as like, oh, I can just be a shitty person, and that's okay as long as I love myself, right?
Yeah.
And so for me, it's like, I really seek that self-understanding and digging in a little deeper. And that's something I've worked a lot on. And, you know, it was funny that one of the things I was writing recently was really about, like, this idea of, like, kind of starting off with this idea of changing the world and, like, going out and, like, making things different. And what I really realized is change is very much an internal thing that you know, you do for yourself. And by changing yourself, other people see that change and they say, oh, I can change myself too. And so when you're working on, you know, improving the way you handle different situations, whatever that is, other people do see that. And then they say, oh, that is something that you can change. Like, I didn't realize that, like, I could just choose to be a different person if I don't like the person I'm becoming. Like, yeah, that's all a fucking choice. Like, once you decide who you want to be, it's really easy to live up to that because it's that clarity. It's that solid sense of self. And to get to that point, you have to understand exactly where you are now. And sometimes that's not always pretty. Like, sometimes you got to take a look in the mirror and say, like, man, like, I fucked some shit up. But that doesn't mean that the rest of things are going to be fucked up forever. Like, there's always a choice to begin that change. And it's going to be longer and harder than you think it is. Things don't change overnight. And that's going to be a lot of work. But once you get to the point where you've realized that you can do that and you can make those changes, everything fucking opens up, because now it's like anything becomes malleable. Like, anything I decide I don't like about myself, I have the power to change.
Yeah. And when you start that process, and like you said, the starting from where you are, you got to make sure that you're honest with yourself so that you can start from where you are and not from where you wish you were. Because if you start from where you wish you were, you're not going to keep with it. You're going to be hard on yourself. And so if you are honest with where you are and you take those steps, that is when you start to make those big changes in your life, and it really goes. So, Leo, where can people follow you if they want to keep up with you?
Honestly, Twitter is probably the best place. I'm on there way too much, and it's still Twitter. It's not X. I refuse to call it X, just for the record. Leo_Guinan, super easy. I can't, deal with all sorts of fake names and stuff, and it's my name is hard enough to remember, right? So that's the best place. Always reachable there. And then ideasupplychain.com, where I take a look at where ideas come from and what makes them valuable.
Thanks for joining us today, Leo. I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me, RJ. It's a pleasure.
Hey, let's try to be better tomorrow than we were today. At least we don't make it. We tried. Have a great week, everybody. Love you.